so far on Bristol's Big Give.
It's Dan Mills and George Painter live from Bristol's Children's Hospital. We're here just trying to raise as much money as we can for the kids and the parents who come through these doors.
So I'm with Jordan at the moment. When did you kind of know or start thinking yourself that maybe something was up?
Well, for some reason I just started limping and my leg was really hurting, so I went to the doctors, said it was an infection, but I didn't know much about it to begin with. But then they started telling me about it, and then I was like, right. You kind of think, all right, what's going to happen now? And I've got the same chemo next week, and then that's it. Hopefully, so finish.
It's not sort of like, you know, working at the checkout in Asda and just sort of seeing faces for 30 seconds and then waving goodbye. You know, you do become familiar with certain faces you see in the outpatient department. Sometimes you look at this big, thick set of notes for this little tiny child, and you do sort of go through different sorts of emotions, and I think you do in other kinds of jobs.
Somebody said to me the other day, you expect to buy a crib for your child, not a coffin.
Lily, can you tell us what the doctors and nurses have done for you this time?
Give me IVs to try and make me better. They put a camera inside me and they put me to sleep with some sleeping gas.
Right, and did that feel like anything?
No.
Oh, that's good. So you just went to sleep?
Yeah.
And did you have any teddies with you?
Yes, Mumble and Poe. They stayed awake and looked inside me too. They did the head spin.
Did they have a look as well whilst the surgeons were having a play around?
Yeah.
I'm here with Valerie.
I've had the radio on all day in the van. I've cut my dinner hours short because I am so touched and moved. I'd just like to say you are a fantastic radio station and you are doing one hell of a wonderful job.
I can tell you that there's going to be an ambulance about to leave the children's hospital with a little baby in an incubator inside of it, which we've just seen, and just took my breath away.
We have a young man that stepped in. What's your name, sir?
Kilo. Everyone calls me Keith. I split up with my girlfriend the other day, and I was intending to buy her engagement ring, spend like $5,000 on her for Christmas.
Gosh.
Seeing all you people hearing it on the TV radio, hearing like Jordan, the little girl Lily, and all that, I'm donating £100.
So here's what you do. This is the number. I don't care what you do, whatever the hell you want to do to get this number into your diaries, into your Blackberries, into your phones, in indelible ink in your diaries. The number is Bristol 342-0111.
Bristol 342-0111.
Bristol
342-0111.
342-0111.
Bristol 342-0111.
3 days to make a difference, and we need your help.